Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Anne M. Susskind. She discusses why and how mentorship can be valuable at any point in a urologist's career. Susskind is an associate professor of urology and obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive sciences, and a chief of neurourology and female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery at the University of California, San Francisco. So you will be presenting a talk called Mentorship as a Team Sport. Could you please summarize the main points of this presentation?
For this particular talk that I'll be giving at SWU, the Society of Women in Urology, I'll just kind of summarize some of the main points that I plan to go over. So first is defining the definition of mentorship. And defining mentorship is really a reciprocal relationship that is a two-way street. So sometimes we think of the mentor-mentee relationship as the mentee is an open vessel and just receiving this information from the mentor, and really redefining it as an active relationship where both parties benefit. And it's really an interaction, a more dynamic relationship than a one-way kind of flowing of information that some people may think of it. So that's number one. Point number two is that, you know, really no matter what point you are in your career, you can benefit from mentorship. And we tend to think about, you know, more senior career individuals mentoring younger individuals, in particular trainees. But, you know, regardless of where you are in your career, even if you've been in practice for 10, 20, 30 years, and you want to learn anything, there's opportunities to be a mentee. And so I really invite people that wherever they are on their career path to consider what they want to learn, what they want to expand on in their career, and seek out mentorship in that area. The reverse of that is true as well. You can be a mentor, even if you're very junior in your career. You've had experiences and there are people who can benefit from your knowledge. That goes both ways. Wherever you are in your career, you have valuable information to give either as a mentor, or you can receive and benefit from in relationship as a mentee as well. So really kind of open your mind to being both, no matter where you are. The third point is what to look for in a mentor. So you're a mentee, you decide you want to assemble your team. You don't need to find everything in one person. That's often not possible. So finding a team of mentors to put together to help you with whatever it is that you're looking for, and sort of how to go about doing that. And then we get into sort of the nitty-gritty of how to build a team, not only what to look for in individuals, but how to put together your team, how to approach people if you want them to be your mentors. That's always scary for people, but really realizing that, like I said at the beginning, mentors love being mentors and they get a lot out of it as well. And they've been mentored in the past. So really understanding that it's okay to ask, it's okay to explore these relationships, and sort of some tips and tricks on how to do that. And finally, a little bit on hygiene of the mentee-mentor relationship, how to be a good mentee. It really is incumbent on the mentee to drive the relationship, and go into some details on how to do that, how to maintain the relationship. And even, you know, not all relationships are meant to either be or to go on, and how to close the loop in a responsible and respectful way if things aren't going to work out, or if your needs change, et cetera. So getting into all of those aspects.
And so what would you say as a mentor is the most valuable aspect about just that relationship and that mentorship?
Being a mentor is one of the most rewarding, personally speaking, one of the most rewarding parts of my job. It's a lot of fun. It's a privilege to be able to mentor people and to interact with them in that way, to have a part in helping them to define and experience their own success. For me, it's become much more gratifying for my mentees to be successful and to be excited about what they're doing than, you know, for my successes. And I really see their successes as the prime experience of being a mentor, and really one of the most fulfilling parts of my job.
What advice would you give to residents or medical students who are trying to find a mentor?
Well, it would be the same for anybody, a student, a resident, a senior physician. And I think, you know, there are many points of advice, but I'll give you one here. And that is really to look in a mentor, look for someone who has what you want and came from where you are. Okay. And again, this may not be one person. You may find different attributes in different people, but really, whose career or life do you admire and do you want to emulate a piece of or a part of? That's where I would start. Find those individuals and then start from there. They know what it takes to get from point A to point B. And if they started where you started, then they know even more, and that's fabulous. And there's a great synergy there. Again, this doesn't all have to be in one person, but those are some of the attributes that I would recommend people start with. So find someone who has what you want and start it where you are.
Absolutely. And kind of going to the other side of the spectrum, what advice would you give to, you know, clinicians or more experienced medical professionals on being the best mentor that they can be?
Well, a couple of things to start. So one is start with being grateful. I mean, it is such an amazing opportunity to be able to mentor someone. And if someone has come to you and asked for mentorship, be so grateful to them that they're giving you that opportunity to be a mentor. I mean, without them, you can't be a mentor. And clearly they admire you in a way that is very flattering. So be grateful for that opportunity and for the opportunity to have a role in their development and their own creation of what they want to manifest in their career. So that's number one. And number two, I think it's not about creating a mini me or a mini you, right? It's really about helping the individual to understand, and maybe they don't know when they first come to you, but to help them explore and understand what they want that is uniquely them. And it's not going to look exactly like your career, but really get into their shoes and try to understand what works for them, what they want, and to help support them in whatever way that you can. And really, I see it as a supportive role, and to support them, to empower them, to explore what they want, to help find their own direction and to become successful in what they choose to do.
And lastly, Dr. Susskind, if you'd want to go maybe more in depth about what single experience as either a mentee or a mentor that was very rewarding or memorable to you, that would be great.
Gosh, there are so many. There was one experience that stands out to me as a mentee when I was very early on. I was in the first year of my career, and I was, you know, going down this one path of research that thought I wanted to do, but I was hitting all these roadblocks. I wasn't finding the right mentors. I wasn't finding the right resources. It just wasn't coming together, and I was struggling and really trying to make it work. And two of my mentors saw that and did what I call an intervention. And they came to me, and they actually, it was very lovely of them. They took me out to dinner, and they basically sat me down and said, "We think you should change directions." And I was so relieved in that moment, because I felt like changing directions or not doing what I set out to do would be a failure. And so I couldn't even admit to myself that was the wrong path for me. And in that moment, in my very junior career, I needed someone to tell me it was okay. It was okay to change directions. It was just that inflection point in my early career that made the rest of my career. And so I'm very grateful that they saw that and that they gave me that advice, even though I didn't ask them for it. They seemed to know what I needed, and they gave me the right advice at the right time. So that's invaluable.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.